Good morning to you from the sports team. We start off this morning with some football. Nigeria made light work of Zambia in their Women's Africa Cup of Nations clash last night, thumping their opponents 5-0 to ease into the semi-finals. And then Banyana coach Desiree Ellis says tonight's WAFCON quarter-final clash against Senegal will be a thrilling encounter, highlighting their opponents' physicality and pace. Now, South Africa head into the a match unbeaten, topping Group C with a dominant 4-0 win over Mali. Senegal, however, advanced as one of the best third-place teams, and Ellis warns it will be a game of small margins and says Banyana won't underestimate their opponents. Now, tonight's match kicks off at 9 o'clock. And then in some rugby, selection for the upcoming rugby championship should be more than enough motivation for the Springboks when they face Georgia in Mbombela this afternoon. Now, today's match is the last of South Africa's tests as they get ready for the championships. Kwagga Smith, who poses a threat due to his versatility, says the importance, understands the importance of the preparations.
As players that's filling more than one role, more than one position, filling three positions in a game, it's not almost in that week where you get the preparations, almost in the camps, when we have camps before we start going into test weeks, where you get that preparation. And that's really important, because when you go into test week, you want to focus on your main position. Say if it's, for me, instance, it's maybe 6 and 8 or whatever, I want to focus on that. But then I've done the work to maybe cover a wing in the camp.
And then British and Irish Lions rugby union head coach Andy Farrell wants his side to wear the red shirt with pride in today's opening test against Australia in Brisbane. Now, they've won all 5 of their tour matches in the country over the past few weeks. Farrell says they'll have to go up another level.
It's making sure that we do everyone proud here and at home with the type of performance that is one that's going to walk forward to the challenge and be the best version of ourselves.
Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faeda Crouch.